Don Arturo is an elderly gentleman who remembers it all. And he'll talk about it to anyone who's willing to listen. His grandchildren are too big. He's already a great-grandfather, and he prefers to tell the little ones other stories. Arturo tells of how one day a general arrived, dismounted his horse, which seemed incredibly tall but was merely a healthy animal in a land of skinny, arthritic beasts, and ordered that all the gomeros, the peasants who raised opium poppies, be rounded up. Burn all the fields. It was an order. That's the way the government works. Do it or end up in jail. For 10 years. Jail, the gomeros all thought, the sooner the better. Growing grain again was worse than going to jail. But during those 10 years, their children wouldn't be able to grow poppies and the land would be seized or, in the best of circumstances, devastated by drought. The gomeros merely lowered their eyes. Their lands and their poppies would all be burned. Soldiers arrived and dumped diesel fuel on the soil, the flowers, the mule tracks, the paths leading from one estate to another. Arturo told how fields once red with poppies were now stained black with buckets of dark, dense diesel fuel, how a foul smell saturated the air. Back then, the work was all done by hand. Those big poison pumps didn't exist yet. Bucketfuls of stench. But that's not the reason old Arturo remembers it all. He remembers because it was there that he learned how to recognize courage and that cowardice tastes of human flesh. The fields caught fire, but slowly. Not a sudden burst of flame, but row by row, fire contaminating fire. Thousands of flowers, stems, and roots catching fire. The peasants all watched, and so did the police and the mayor, the women and the children. A painful spectacle. Then, all of a sudden, they saw screaming balls of fire come shooting out of the nearby bushes. Living flames, it seemed, leaping and gasping for breath. But the fire hadn't suddenly come to life. These were animals. Asleep among the poppies, they hadn't heard the noise or smelled the diesel fuel, which they'd never smelled before. Flaming rabbits, stray dogs, even a small mule, all on fire. There was nothing to be done. No amount of water can put out diesel flames on flesh, and besides, the land all around was on fire. The howling beasts were consumed right before the people's eyes. And that wasn't the only tragedy. The gomeros, who had gotten drunk while dumping the fuel, they too caught fire. They drank cerveza as they worked and then fell asleep in the brush. The fire took them too. They howled a lot less than the animals, staggering around as if the alcohol in their veins were feeding the fire from within. No one went to help them. No one ran over with a blanket. The flames were too fierce. That's when Don Arturo saw a dog, all skin and bones, run toward the fire. The dog dove into that inferno and came out with 2, 3, finally 6 puppies, rolling each one on the ground to put out the flames. Singed, spitting smoke and ashes, covered in sores, but alive. They stumbled after their mother, who walked past the people gazing at the fire. She seemed to look right at each one of them, her eyes piercing the gomeros, the soldiers, and all the other miserable human beings who were just standing there. An animal senses cowardice and respects fear. Fear is the more vital instinct and deserves more respect. Cowardice is a choice. Fear is a state of mind. That dog was afraid, but she dove into those flames to save her young. Not one man had saved another man. They'd let them all burn to death. That's how the old man told it. There is no right age for understanding. To him it came early, when he was only 8, and he remembered this truth till he was 90. Beasts have courage and know what it means to defend life. Men boast about courage, but all they know how to do is obey, crawl, get by.